Okay, now we've got another exercise. This is going to be a limbering exercise for your association, your powers of association. So I'm going to give you some pairs of words now, or objects. There could be some people thrown in. The idea is, as quick as you like, make a connection between each of the words or each of the objects. Here we go. Apple, rainbow. Canoe, Betty Davis. Dracula, fire extinguisher. Zebra, yellow. Train, Cleopatra. Telephone, hot air balloon. A desk, waterfall. Hat, bow and arrow. Computer, umbrella. Scarf, streaker. A pair of ice skates, Rambo. Sandwich, lamppost. Beach ball, Napoleon. Pencil, rocket. Microphone, penguin. Book, trapeze. George Bush, see-through negligee. Boxer shorts, Velcro. Hammer, gorilla. And cannonball, Madonna. Now, I expect you've got some rather interesting images in your head there. Now, if you really made the connection, and it should have been fairly immediate, let's see if you can connect one word to the next, and I'm going to do it at random. What would you connect yellow with? Zebra. See if you can give the answer before I do. Apple. Rainbow. Dracula. Fire extinguisher. Just make a note of the ones that you can't remember. Maybe you weren't using enough imagination. Or just change the connection, the image. Canoe. Betty Davis. That should be easy. That was the first one. Okay, hot air balloon. Telephone. Cleopatra. Train. Desk. Waterfall. What about bow and arrow? Hat. Computer. Umbrella. Now, what was the streaker doing? Scarf. And Rambo? Pair of ice skates. Sandwich. Lamppost. Napoleon. Beach ball. Pencil. Rocket. Penguin, microphone, book, trapeze. Should get this one. See-through negligee. George Bush. Velcro. Boxer shorts. Gorilla. That was the hammer. And cannonball. Madonna. So can you see, by creating these images, it's fairly easy to come up with associations. Now, I'm not expecting you to get 100%, but that's a great exercise for oiling the wheels of association.